Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Every song I sing, I'll sing to you, and I hope I can bring you a smile or two.
Dennis Day is brought to you by Palmolive Soap and Palmolive Shave Creams. Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Palmolive Shave Creams for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave. The Dennis Day Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dant in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Dennis to sing Cruising Down the River.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon, with one you love, the sun above, waiting for the moon. The old accordion playing a sentimental tune. Down the river on a Sunday afternoon, the birds above all sing of love, a gentle sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain. Just two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon, the birds above all sing of love, a gentle sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain. Two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday
afternoon. Men, do you shave with a lather or brushless shave cream? Palmolive Shave Cream comes both ways, and whichever method you use, you'll find that Palmolive Shave Cream way to shave means more comfortable, actually smoother shaves for three men out of every four.
Yes, three men out of every four get more comfortable, actually smoother shaves the Palmolive Shave Cream way.
It's a fact, men, not a promise. 2,548 men tried the new Palmolive way to shave, and no matter how they shaved before, 79% found beards cut easier, 75% less razor pull, 69% closer shaves, 80% smoother feeling skin.
And three out of every four got more comfortable, actually smoother shaves.
Just get Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, and do this. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse. Then soap face thoroughly again. Do not rinse. Work Palmolive Shave Cream upward into beard to get the full benefit of Palmolive Shave Cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave.
That's all. But remember, Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, offers proof of more comfortable, actually smoother shaves for three men out of every four.
Well, this coming week, the high school class of our young hero is holding its annual reunion. And as this event comes around year after year, Dennis always feels a little sad because it means he's getting older. Not that 22 is really old, but it just seems that way when the rest of your classmates are so much younger. Nevertheless, reunion week invariably brings back some golden memories of his school days to our hero. And at this time, he can generally be found poring over his old class book.
But it's such an odd-looking picture, Dennis. Is it really you?
Oh, sure, Mildred. It's the baseball team, and I was the mascot.
Well, I thought the baseball team had a dog as their mascot.
Well, they did, but he had distemper the day the picture was taken, and I was the only one the mother would fit.
So that's it. But this is the picture I like best, the one of you in your graduation suit.
Yeah, I was kind of pretty, though, wasn't I?
Yes, only what makes one of your ears stick out that way?
I used to keep my bubble gum behind it between chews.
Oh.
Gee, what memories this old yearbook brings back. That sure was a great gang of kids we had in that class.
And you still refuse to go to the reunion and see them all again?
Oh, I just can't face them again this year, Mildred. Here I am, a failure, no prospects of any kind.
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, it's true. And they expected such big things of me. Look there at the prediction under my picture. Read it.
Because of his brilliant scholastic record and winning ways, most likely to succeed, Dennis Day. Golly, they did have confidence in you, didn't they?
Sure. Otherwise, they wouldn't have let me write the predictions.
Oh, you wrote that yourself.
Yeah, and a fine predictor I turned out to be. Most likely to succeed. Oh.
Now, Dennis, don't talk like that. Someday your ship will come in.
Yeah, and as usual, there I'll be without a paddle.
There's nothing I can say that'll change your mind about going to the reunion.
Nothing. The only one of my classmates I'm going to see is old Freddy Fox. He gets in today, and he sent me a wire to meet him at the hotel. He has something important to talk to me about.
Freddy Fox. Oh, he was your best pal in high school, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. The two of us were inseparable.
You mean inseparable?
I don't know. I was just quoting the principal.
Oh.
Yeah, old Freddy got into one mess after another, but he always managed to get out of them somehow.
Oh, he must have been pretty clever.
Oh, they don't come any smarter than Freddy. As soon as he did something, quick as a flash, he'd blame it on me.
And you still considered him a friend?
Oh, you bet. I hear he's gone into the insurance business and made a fortune.
Oh, really? Yeah. And he wants to talk to you about something important?
Yeah.
Well, gosh, maybe he has a job or something for you.
Gee, do you think so? Yeah, but why would he hire a failure like me?
Dennis, you don't have to let him know you consider yourself that. Put on the dog. Act like a big shot.
Well, idea. I'll go and see him right away. Gee, I'm lucky I have you, Mildred.
Oh, Dennis, I just want to...
Those. Some fellas are born with...
Yeah, well,
good to see you, Freddy. Boy, it's been a long...
Boy, last time was when Arnold...
You remember Arnold?
Oh, sure.
The one who couldn't keep his mouth shut. What's he doing?
To Congress.
Well, good for him.
Hey, Hess, the kid who hated girls so...
Sure. Remember how he used to say he wished he...
What's he doing?
He has a big job to...
Oh, boy, what a gang that was and what times we had.
Say, you remember the time I set off those firecrackers just as the teacher started his lecture in the biology class?
Yeah, I'll bet they made a lot of noise.
You bet they made a lot of noise. You were sitting right next to me.
I know, but I couldn't hear a thing. You forget it was the biology class, and after the first lesson, without cotton in my ears.
That's right, yeah. Well, what are you doing these days, Dennis boy?
Oh, cleaning up, Freddy. Making money hand over fist.
Is that right?
Well, I've been doing pretty well myself. Matter of fact, I just got myself a brand new caddy.
Swell. I may get a new one myself. The one I have now keeps losing the balls.
Well, it's sure good to see you haven't lost that old sense of humor, pal. What's this business you've been cleaning up in?
Why, I'm a high-powered executive with a big retail grocery outfit.
Oh, you work in a chain?
Oh, no, the boss trusts me.
Dennis,
Huh?
Now, look, let's tell Uncle Freddy the truth. How much did you make last year?
Well...
Come on, now. 10 G's?
No.
7 G's?
No.
4 G's?
Never mind the numbers. You're too high in the alphabet.
I thought so. You're dead broke.
Yeah.
Good. I was counting on that.
Huh?
Nothing. Now, look, pal. I got a little proposition for you. How would you like to make $1,000?
$1,000?
That's right. Now, I'll give it to you fast. 7 years ago, a man died in Ireland and left a $20,000 policy in my company to his sister's son. You follow me?
I'm working on it. Go ahead.
All right. Now, his sister came to America, and he never heard from her.
Yeah?
All he knew was that she married a man in 1925. They had a son in 1927. But he didn't know the name of the man she married, and we still haven't found out.
Gosh, this is just like Joyce Jordan, girl intern.
Yeah. Now, here's the gimmick. If our insurance company doesn't locate the nephew by 12 noon tomorrow, the statute of limitations takes effect, and Patrick Callahan's 20 grand goes to charity. So I gotta find that nephew if the money's to be collected.
Well, I sure wish you luck, Freddy.
I've already had it, pal. I've found Pat Callahan's nephew.
You have? Where is he?
He's sitting right in your chair.
Gee, must be awfully skinny. I'm not crowded at all.
Dennis, don't you get it? Tomorrow you're going into probate court and convince the judge and the lawyer for the estate that you're entitled to that 20 grand.
Me?
Why, it's natural. Your family came from Ireland, didn't they?
Yes, but
And didn't you tell me once that you had some relatives there named Callahan?
Who hasn't?
So, Cinch, how can we miss?
Freddie, this isn't one of your shady deals, is it?
Dennis, you know I wouldn't let you get into any trouble. Haven't I always taken care of you whenever you were?
Well, yeah.
You remember that Halloween we turned in the fire alarm and we thought the cops were going to get us?
Yeah.
Well, now, who was it set fire to the lumber yard so it wouldn't be a false alarm?
Yeah, you did, Freddie. Okay, it's a deal.
Dennis, will you please calm down?
But think of it, Mildred, $1,000. Now we can buy that little ivy-covered cottage we've always dreamed about. Or anyway, the ivy.
But how are you going to make this $1,000, Dennis?
Oh, there's nothing to it. All I have to do is just...
Hello, Mildred. Dennis.
Oh, Mother, wait till you hear. Dennis is going to make a lot of money.
Him? How?
Oh, it's a very simple proposition, Mrs. Anderson. You see, this insurance company is trying to locate the nephew of some fellow who died and left $20,000. So all I have to do is claim to be this nephew and collect the money.
Dennis Day.
Dennis.
There was a curse word in there somewhere.
Dennis, is that the proposition?
Sure. Now we can be married and have children.
Have children? First, you'll go up the river.
Oh, no. No, ma'am. You're thinking of salmon.
Mother means you'll go to prison, Dennis. That scheme is crooked.
Gee, it is.
Well, of course it's crooked. Getting $20,000 by pretending to be someone else is against the law.
And getting $50,000 by naming a song is legal?
Naturally. Dennis, you call that man right now and tell him the deal's off. Here's the phone.
Yeah, okay. Gee, I certainly didn't mean to do anything crooked. I don't want to be put away in some fool.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Freddy, pal. This is your old pal, Dennis.
Well, hi, Dennis, old friend.
Say, Freddy, pal, about your proposition, I've decided to back out.
You what?
That's right, Freddy boy.
Now look, pal, and get this straight. That will expires at noon tomorrow, and I got no time to get anybody else. You be in that courtroom at 11:45 or so, help me, I'll put a bullet right between your eyes.
You do, and our friendship is over, Freddy.
Now you heard me, friend, and I ain't kidding. This is one deal you're not getting out of.
Well, what did he say, Dennis?
Mildred, do you believe in long engagements, say 20 years to life?
We'll continue this day in the life of Dennis Day in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's Dennis to sing Streets of Laredo.
I was just rambling through the streets of Laredo, just another stranger that day on my way to anywhere. She was wandering through the streets of Laredo. Adobe walls so old, turned to gold, I saw her there. She smiled at me passing by, and her eyes spent a moment with mine. Then all at once, seemed the view took a new kind of shine. We never will roam from the streets of Laredo. Never want to lose the spell, for here we fell in love. It was here we fell in love.
Well, our young hero seems to have gotten himself into a real spot this time. He'll either impersonate the heir to $20,000 and be arrested for it, or refuse and get a bullet in him from the man who thought up the scheme. We find him now in a desperate council of war with his little pal, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, what am I going to do, Mr. Anderson? I'm through, I tell you.
Now, calm down, my boy. It's true, you're in a bit of a jam.
A bit of a jam? If I go through with the scheme, they'll put me away for 20 years, and if Freddy kills me, I'll be away even longer.
What can I do? Just keep a stiff upper lip.
Yeah, but Freddy's going to fix the rest of me to match.
Yes, it's a tough spot, all right. Oh, I wouldn't be in your sneakers for anything. Still, there must be some way that we can...
Dennis, listen. I've been upstairs thinking about this spot you're in. I think I have the germ of an idea.
Well, holy smoke, don't let it get near any penicillin. What is it?
Go to the courtroom tomorrow, and when the insurance company lawyer puts you on the stand, just make up a story about yourself that'll prove beyond a doubt that you couldn't be Pat Callahan's nephew.
Huh?
Sure. Then you won't get the money. You won't be a criminal. But Freddie Fox can't say you didn't try.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, you're sensational, Mildred.
Oh, Dennis.
Oh, Bar. Gosh, you've got more brains in your little finger than I have in my whole hand.
I don't know, Fox. Just why are you making me this proposition?
Because this day kid tried to back out of the deal, and I'm scared of the way he might act in court. But you're the attorney for Callahan's estate.
Yeah?
All right, so all you got to do is ask him a couple of simple questions. After he answers them, tell the judge you're convinced he's the missing heir.
Oh, then you and I split the 20 grand, eh?
Right.
Well, I was never one to turn down an honest dollar. Well, no matter what this day tells us about himself, I'll say it fits the description of Callahan's nephew.
It's in the bag, pal. We're home.
Order in the court, please. Next case, number 27, settlement of probate, will of Patrick Callahan, deceased.
Your Honor?
Yes, Counselor?
We have here a claimant who avows that he is the sole heir to the estate of my client. If he's able to prove his claim to your satisfaction as well as my own, and I assure Your Honor I shall be most difficult to convince, he will inherit the sum of $20,000.
You may proceed. Will the claimant take the witness stand, please?
Yes, Your Courtship.
Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear that what you are about to say is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Young man!
Excuse me, Your Grace.
Your Honor, the deceased, Patrick Callahan, was rather eccentric. So perhaps it's to be expected of his nephew also. Now then, young man, what is your name?
Dennis Day.
How old are you, Mr. Day?
10.
What?
Yep.
Aren't you a little tall for a 10-year-old boy?
Oh, yes, sir. I age very fast. You see, a careless nurse turned up the flame too high under my incubator.
Your Honor, may I disregard this young man's age for the moment and pass to other points of identification?
Please do. I've seen missing heirs in my time, but never one who was missing as badly as this boy.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now then, Mr. Day, what was your mother's name before she was married?
Gee, I wouldn't know. I didn't meet her after the ceremony.
All right. What was her nationality?
Chinese.
What? Am I to understand your mother was Chinese?
Oh, sure. As a baby, I distinctly remember her feeding me my pabulum with chopsticks.
What about your father?
He was an Eskimo.
Indeed. Well, if your mother was Chinese and your father was an Eskimo, just how did they possibly meet and become engaged?
Well, the way I heard it was, my father yelled mush to his dog sled. My mother thought he was talking to her.
If the court may intercede here, young man, if your mother was Chinese and your father an Eskimo, how do you explain your Occidental features?
I don't know. Just an accident, I guess. Pretty snappy, hey, Judgy?
Surely, Counselor, this can't be the heir to your $20,000.
Yeah, he's right, huh, Counselor?
As a matter of fact, Your Honor, so far everything this lad has said conforms exactly to the facts set down by the deceased.
What?
They do?
Yes, and in view of that fact, and since the statute of limitations will take effect in a minute or two, I move Mr. Davy declared the legal heir and awarded the $20,000.
I...
Objection sustained.
Now, you keep quiet. Now, just what are you trying to pull here, Counselor?
Well, Your Honor, I don't care what this boy just said about his mother and father. The fact remains that he is obviously of Irish descent.
Young man, do you realize you're under oath? Do you know what the penalty for perjury is? Now, answer me. Are you of Irish descent?
Si, senor.
Ask him some more questions, Counselor.
Your Honor desires further proof?
Yes, but of something else. I am now working on the theory that he's nuts.
But, Your Honor, there are only seconds left. I beseech you, before it's too late, grant the estate to this boy. Give him...
It's too late, Counselor. It's 12 o'clock and the statute of limitations has gone into effect.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Case dismissed.
Yippee, I did it. Now the money goes to charity.
That is correct. According to the will, the money will be returned to Ireland and donated to the Dublin Society for the procurement of seats for Irish setters.
Boy, that a load off my mind. I sure thought that I...
Say, Your Honor, this wire just came for you. It's from the insurance company in New York about this case you're trying.
Read it, Bailiff.
Yes, sir. It says, have finally secured information as to identity of legal heir to Callahan Estate. He is a 22-year-old boy of Irish extraction, now residing in Weaverville, named Dennis Day.
Oi. Oh, man, the devil grab hold of me coattails when he's calling on the bad ones.
You were quite right, Counselor.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Oh, this is too bad, Mr. Day. Why, 2 minutes ago, this information would have been worth $20,000 to you. Now it's too late.
Yeah, I know. Could I borrow your gavel a minute, Your Honor?
My gavel? What for?
You'll see. Dope! I'm a Don Shalemiel.
Please! Day, not on your head. That's a new gavel.
Moron. Wooden head, knucklehead, idiot.
And here is a very important announcement.
Ladies, what's your complexion problem?
My skin's so dingy.
Mine's oily.
My skin's dull, coarse-looking.
Doctors have proved that many complexion problems respond wonderfully to proper cleansing with Palmolive soap, regardless of age, skin type, or previous beauty care. Oily skin looks less oily. Dull, drab skin, fresher and brighter. Coarse-looking skin appears finer. To win such complexion improvements, simply use Palmolive soap. Nothing but Palmolive is needed, the way doctors advise.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap 3 times a day. Massage with Palmolive's wonderful beauty lather for 60 seconds each time to get Palmolive's full beautifying effect. Then rinse.
Look for improvements within 14 days. Remember, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, advise this way for 1,285 women with all types of skin. And proved it could bring lovelier complexions to 2 out of 3. So forget all other beauty care. Use Palmolive soap the way these doctors advise for a fresher, bright complexion.
And ladies, enter the $100,000 49 Gold Rush Contest. The makers of Palmolive soap offer $49,000 first prize and over 4,900 prizes. Get entry blanks and complete rules from your dealer now. You may win a fortune in cash.
With the music of Charles Dant in the orchestra, here's Dennis singing Careless Hand.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I love you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. one day you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on.
Next week, tune into another Dennis Day Show brought to you by Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Palmolive Shave Creams for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave.
Tonight, show him how much lovelier your hair can look after a Luster Cream shampoo. Only Luster Cream brings you Kay Dumit's Magic Blend. Glamorizes your hair as you wash it. Yes, tonight, you can be a
dream girl, beautiful Luster Cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a Luster Cream shampoo.
In America today, there are 8 million crippled youngsters. None of them want sympathy, but all of them want the chance to become useful citizens when they grow up. You can help give them this chance by buying Easter Seals. Your contributions will help provide clinics, schools, camps, recreation, and employment for millions of youngsters. Buy as many Easter Seals as you can. Every Easter Seal you buy helps a crippled child. Listen again next week for Colgate's Hour of Fun. Judy Canova, followed by Dennis Day. And for another great comedy program, hear Blondie next Wednesday evening over your favorite NBC station. This is Vern Smith speaking. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.